Welcome to Breaking Free From Within, the podcast where we dive deep into personal development, self-healing, and the journey to living a fully aligned life. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, certified health coach, Reiki master teacher, and substance use disorder professional. My mission is to help you break free from self-sabotaging behaviors and step into the healthiest, most empowered version of yourself. Welcome back to Breaking Free From Within. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, substance use disorder professional, aligned living mentor, and a woman who's done the deep work of untangling from self-sabotage to reclaim a life that actually feels like mine. Today, I want to take you into a powerful insight that changed the way I understand both addiction and manifestation. Because whether you're trying to break a destructive habit or manifest your next level life, this applies to you. Let's talk about dopamine, but not just the surface level version you hear in pop science. I want to explore what it really does in the body, how it drives behavior, and more importantly, how we can take our power back. One of the most eye-opening things I learned during my substance use disorder education was that dopamine doesn't just spike when you receive something pleasurable. It spikes in anticipation of the reward. That means your brain starts lighting up before you get the thing, whether it's a drink, a dopamine scroll on your phone, a text from someone you're obsessing over, or even the idea of achievement. It's the chase, the pursuit, that thrill of something good is coming. And that thrill, it's chemically addictive. There was a study published in Nature Neuroscience that showed how dopamine neurons activate in response to cues associated with reward, not the reward itself. So in addiction, it's not even the substance or behavior we're hooked on. It's the brain's response to the possibility of reward. This insight helped me understand how easy it is to get caught in loops. Loops where we're not actually enjoying life, we're just chasing the next high. And that can show up as substance use, but also overworking, overgiving, emotional eating, binge shopping, anything that gives us a hit of maybe this will make me feel better. Now, let's shift the lens a little. If dopamine is triggered in anticipation, then your nervous system is always looking for a reason to get excited. So here's the question. What are you training your brain to anticipate? If you're constantly bracing for disappointment, drama, or failure, your system gets addicted to that cycle. But when you wake up and say, "I'm open to joy today. I trust life to surprise me." You start training your brain to anticipate alignment. This is where neuroscience meets spirituality. It's also where manifestation becomes embodied. You're not just affirming things, you're energetically preparing to receive them. So how do we begin to shift this? Start by setting the tone for your day before the external world has a chance to hijack your energy. When I wake up, before I check my phone, I pause. I put my feet on the floor, take a breath, and say to myself, "Today I am open to receiving joy in the smallest of ways." And then I look for it. The smell of my coffee, the breeze on my skin, a sweet text from a friend, the sound of laughter in the background. These aren't trivial. They're retraining tools. Because every time you pause and fully receive a simple moment of pleasure, you're building a new neural pathway. You're reminding your brain that joy is safe, accessible, and already here. And the more often you do that, the less you crave the old highs. Let's get honest though, this doesn't always come naturally. For many of us, especially those with trauma or emotional neglect, we were taught early on that our needs wouldn't be met, that comfort and joy had to come from outside of us through approval, performance, or substances. So it makes total sense that we developed habits of chasing, seeking, escaping. We were trying to feel something and it worked until it didn't. But here's the truth. The good news is your brain is built to adapt. With new habits and intentional focus, it can literally rewire itself. You can create new defaults. You can learn to be with yourself, to feel your feelings, to anticipate goodness, not as fantasy, but as your new normal. There are studies in Frontiers in Psychology that show how mindful substitution, replacing destructive rewards with mindful pleasure, can rewire addictive behavior and reduce compulsive cravings over time. That's what we're doing here, reclaiming our biology, restoring our alignment. As a self-employed health and wellness coach, I wear many hats, working with clients, creating content, managing marketing, and handling administrative tasks. It became overwhelming, and I realized I was spending more time on behind-the-scenes work than on what I truly love. That's when I discovered Outsourced Doers. They matched me with a skilled virtual assistant who was already trained in digital marketing and administrative tasks. Initially, I was hesitant, fearing it might add to my workload, but it turned out to be the best decision I've made for my business. We collaborate seamlessly. Some days we touch base. Other days she independently manages tasks with efficiency and expertise. She's brought skills to the table that have elevated my business beyond what I could have imagined. Outsourced Doers provided comprehensive support, ensuring I had the tools and guidance to work effectively with my assistant. Now I focus on my passion, serving clients and creating meaningful content while enjoying more quality time with my family. If you're feeling stretched thin, I highly recommend exploring this option. I'd be delighted to refer you personally to Outsourced Doers to ensure you receive the same exceptional service I did. Click the link in the show notes, provide your name and email, and I'll make the introduction for you. Here's to making more time for the things we love. And finally, getting the support we deserve. Here's how to take this message and begin applying it in your life today. Start by speaking this mantra out loud. I am open to the pleasure of simple things. I anticipate joy with ease and gratitude. Let the words sink into your body as a reminder that joy doesn't have to be earned. It can be welcomed. Next, grab your journal and reflect on these prompts. Ask yourself, what joy am I open to receiving today? And then explore, where have I been chasing a reward that no longer feels aligned with who I'm becoming? Let whatever comes up be enough. No judgment, just awareness. Finally, do this short embodied reset. Set a timer for 3 minutes. Sit still, take a few deep breaths, and gently bring your attention to your surroundings. Notice 3 things, anything that bring you comfort, beauty, or peace. This simple act of noticing is how you start to retrain your brain toward presence and pleasure. That's it. That's the reset. And if you do this consistently, you'll begin to feel a subtle but powerful shift from chasing to receiving, from craving to alignment. If today's message landed for you, if you're craving a new way of being, a way of living that's grounded, clear, and energetically aligned, I want to invite you to take this work deeper. You can start with the Empowered Recovery Course to rewire the mind and reset your habits, the 28-day reset to bring your body and energy into alignment, the 5-day cleanse to clear space physically, emotionally, and energetically, or the 21-day Breaking Free Challenge for gentle daily practices that guide you back to clarity, connection, and conscious decision-making. And I'd love to stay connected. Follow me on Instagram and Threads at Alignment with Prairie Yana. Sign up for the Aligned Living Tribe newsletter for weekly tools and reminders to stay aligned in mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember this. You're not too broken to change. You're just wired for a version of reality that you now get to rewire. And that, my love, is the beginning of freedom.